Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbonim, Agoinim, Shlita. Bershus HaTalmidim, Oiskim B'Toyra. I came from New York, from Brooklyn, from Borough Park, which we think that that's the centrum of the Toyra of the Yiddishkeit. But Baruch Hashem, Miknaf Oretz, Miro Shomanu, Tzvi LaTzadik. There's a posik. Miknaf Oretz means from the very end of the world. Zmirei Shomanu. Torah is also called Zmirei, so the Melech says in Tillim, Kufiutes, Zmirei Hoyuli Rikecho. Miknaf Oretz, Zmirei Shomanu. When you come to a city, you have to see the Yeshoyrish and the Yesoid of the city. What is the shoresh and the yisoid of a city? Goes to the yeshiva, goes to the Torah. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, or Omer, if there's somebody says, "Mayahanu la rabbonon," what do we have for these talmidei chachamim? Mayoylam lo yishorolun yoyrev, they will not matter. An oif tomei, which is called oirev, mi oilam li osol on yoine, they never assert a pigeon on oif tor. Why do we need them? We know everything without them. We know that oirev you're not allowed to eat, and a pigeon you're not allowed to eat. What happened to Rabbanu? What happened to Rabbanu? So the Gemara says, he's an apikoris, which is ein lechelik loilam abo. Like the Gemara over there, you can call him a shaita, a shakrin, but why is he an apikoris? So the Gemara says, yes, he's an apikoris. What he says in the Torah and Parshas Vayero, I stone. When Avraham Avinu was pleading with the Rabbeinu Shloilam to be matzel stone, so the Rabbeinu Shloilam answered Avraham Avinu on what he asked. Ula Yemotzisham, Famishim, Arboim, Shloishim, Esrim, Eser, Soro. So the Rabbi Nishloim kept on saying, Im Emsisham, Famishim, Venasosi, Lecholam, Mokim, Bavura. And it's not 40. Again, Venasosi, Lecholam, Mokim, Bavura. 30, 20. So the Gemara, Madach, Sodom, which are like in the Rishis Olam, and you can understand if a person lives in Sodom, what kind of a tzaddik he can be. Relative with a tzaddik, yeah, but Anshe Sodom is a tzaddik. So the Rabbi Nishloilim said that even though it's Sodom, even though it's Shvachet tzaddikim, is when a sosi lechol hamokim bavuram. That their life is totally in these Talmidei Chachamim, these Tzaddikim. So a person says, "Maya Hanel Rabbanon, what do I have from them? What do you mean you have to them? You're living because of them. Your life is only because of them. So you say, "Maya Hanel Rabbanon." This is the Gemara Masechta the Sanhedrin. The Rebbe Yoina brings it down in Shaar Tshuva. In Shaar Shlishi, exactly. Same thing the Gemara says in Masechta Chul. In the city where Rav Chiya lived, so there was a big accident that a lion came in from the Horus away, and he ate a person, he killed a person. So the Gemara says, 3 days Eliyahu HaNovi did not come to learn with Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya had every day a chavrusa with Eliyahu HaNovi. And when this happened, Eliyahu HaNovi did not come for 3 days to learn with Rav Chiya. If Rav Chiya's schus was not able to be megan, that such a thing should happen, something is wrong with his Torah. So Miklal Lav had to Shemei Yehen. This was an incident. 3 days. about 2 days a year. Is Rav Chiya's schus, the Talmud Chochem, the tzaddik's schus, was megen that such a thing should not happen. Because this is called, this is the Yisoyidu here, the Mokum Torah. We learn, but Omele V'Yigia, it says in Teres Kahanim, in Parshas, Bechu Koisa, in the beginning, Bechu Koisa Telechu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mis'ave La'omlon Shel Yisroel B'Torah. The Rebbeinu Shloilom is Mis'ave, the Tzayver, Rotzen, Chayshik, Ba'omlon Shel Yisroel, to learn Torah Ba'omele V'Yigia. And that means b'chukoisai teleichu. And im, a lot of times, means that it should be like that, like im koifu yushasolov, halavai, im amishimayali, means halavai amishimayali. That's what Teres Kahanim over there says. Om lo shel yisrael b'toira. Om la toira today is left only in yeshivas. And only in these kind of yeshivas will you learn b'om la v'yigiyah. And that's the main limit of Torah, is the Omlo Shel Yisrael. Everybody can ask, why don't you do all this, and why do we have to, I buy a kiss of Shulchan Aruch, I know how to put on tefillin, I know how to be Shem HaShabbos. Beis Halevi explains in Enzif and Parshas, Rishpotim, there's two mitzvahs for limit of Torah. There's a mitzvah for limit of Torah as a Hechsha mitzvah, not for an Atzmizik mitzvah. You should know what to do and what you're not allowed to do. And Birchas HaTorah, which is every day, is not for that mitzvah, because you don't make a brocha on Hechsha mitzvah. When you write tefillin, you don't make a brocha. When you build a sukkah, you also don't make the brocha. When do you make a brocha? When you put on the tefillin. When you sit in the sukkah. Because on a Hechsha mitzvah, you don't make a brocha. And that was the choice for the people from the end of Bais Rishon. What the Gemara says in the Dorem, Al Mo of the Oretz, why was there the Schol Chorev? Shall we bochu betoire trille? Shall we bochu betoire trille? The Natsli Birchas HaTorah. Therefore, as the Schol was Chorev. So the Ran over there brings down from Rabbi Yoine two kashes. First of all, Birchas HaTorah Saka, very, very choshev mitzvah. But usually on a mitzvah sester, but chalal for a bittle mitzvah sester, you don't find the oynish except Pesach Amila with his chorus. That's from this side. From the other side, why should there be a Yitzhahara not to say Birchas HaTorah? How long does Birchas HaTorah take? A minute and a half, and maybe even less than that. Why should they say Birchas HaTorah? So the Rabbi Yoin explains that both kashes are answered with the same shoresh. They held that the whole Indian of Limud HaTorah is just to know what to do and what you're not allowed to do. That's the whole Indian of Limud HaTorah. So it's only a Hechsha mitzvah. And on a Hechsha mitzvah, you don't make a brocha. That's what they held. No, hold on. I'm talking about Talmid Chachamim. You see, that's had a shitter. That's the bizarre in the Torah to say that the Torah is only a Hechsha mitzvah. It's not a Kedusha for itself. It's not a mitzvah for itself. The attitude to limit the Torah that it's only a Hechsha mitzvah to know what to do and what not to do. The Rebbeinu Shleilem is manish for a wrong attitude more than he's manish on Yisurim Geluyim. But what is the truth? That the Beis Halevi explains in the end of Parshas Mishpatim and the Inyan of Naaseh V'Nishma. Everybody knows, everybody sings, Nasa v'nishma, Nasa v'nishma. What does Nasa v'nishma mean? He said, before Nasa, after Nasa, what does that mean, Nasa v'nishma? So he brings down from the Chazal, Nasa uftin tovin, meistin tovin, nishma pizgoma yiraisa, divrei teure. That's what he brings down from the Medrash Chazal, Zera Kodesh, and he explains it means like this. Nasa means a body have to learn to know what to do and not to do. That's Nasa, because you can't be Nasa not knowing what to do and how to do, and what not to do, what you're not allowed to do. So just so everybody understands, you can't become a plumber if you don't learn how to put together two pipes. You don't have to explain that. And yourself is understood, you can't sew up a suit without knowing how to sew. So the same thing, you can't be Mekayim the Torah without learning it. So Nas alone is koil, that limit of Torah, to know what to do and what not to do and how to do it. That's Nasa. Nishma, he says, is Pishkoma Yeraisa. Etzem learning Torah. Even Chalki HaTorah, which are not knowing Bisman Azeh, because there's no Bisman Mikdish, and there's no Gushus Horetz with all these things. Even Divrei Torah, which is a Shitta Nitches. Mamuchas have to understand what the Bishamai say. And the Loch is not going to be the Bishamai. There's Gansu Sugis. The Loch is not like the whole Sugis. Like a Sugis somewhere else. Everything. Why? That's the mitzvah from limit at Torah, to know the Torah, to learn the Torah, and through that to become a Talmud Chochem, to become a Ben Torah, to become a Ben Torah means that you have a shlita on the midas, not to have midas rois and to have midas toivus. You have a shlita on the taiva. To be merachek, which the Torah doesn't want, and to be makarev, which the Torah wants. To become an atzmius for the Talmud Chochem. A ben Torah. That's v'nishma. And that you say, b'ches Torah. That Torah, which you learn in order to become a ben Torah, to become a Talmud Chochem amiti, and that Torah you make a brocha. In Vais Rishon, they didn't understand what this means. Therefore, it's of the Oretz. Baruch Hashem, we do understand Torah went through a lot of Golisin, a lot of Golisin, even in our times, especially in this last 60, 70 years. There was a time when there was Kamat Nishtak HaTorah Yisrael. Believe it or not, yes, that was after the First World War, Second World War, of an old world, come out of Shakya Torah. Which Torah? This Torah. Yeah, there were Tamil Chachomim, which could tell you, they were born into Paschal Shailas, they were the young into Paschal Shailas. Yes, the Chaylik Anas there was. Or the Venishma, come out extinct. Tamid Chachomim, like you, in your best years of your life, to devote, to limit a Torah, l'shem Torah, l'shem Torah, like a private legend of Nefesh HaChaim explains it. L'shem Torah, v'nishma, to become a Talmud Chochem, to become a Ben Torah. Rishadim explains that's the two brachas you make when you have an aliyah. Shabbat Abon Mekalam v'nosalon v'storosoy. And the second bracha, which is also teres emes, v'chayolim nota v'sachaynu. So the Rabbeinu Shoylam gives us the Torah. There's two toivas. That he gave us the Torah. But he gave us a bigger toiva than that. That the Torah should have a shlita on our seichel, on our heart, and on our whole Gufa Gashmi. Just like the Rebbein Hashem is Mashpia, food for people to eat. Two toivis. The Rebbein Hashem gives you the food, but if the food doesn't agree with the person, you're not healthy, what it is, nothing. Nothing. You throw it straight into the garbage. Nothing. The biggest toiv is, we achalto v'savato, that the achila is masbiya es ha-gufi es ha-nefesh. That's the main toiv. So he says that's the same thing that you have at Birchas Hanehenen, the Sabrocha Lefoneho, on the Nesina Samachel, Boire Priyayit, Boire Priyadoma, Moitzalechem in Oretz. And there's a bracha on the sphere that the person eats this food and that makes him, he should be able to be satisfied and live. And the second bracha is a bigger chiyuv than the first one. Because bracha rishon is midrabbanan and bracha shniya is midraisa. So you should see him says the bracha says the kashya that in the beginning of six parakeets in the vachen. The Gemara says the kal v'chaima. Kushehu sava mevorach. Chalta v'savata v'rachto. Kushirov le'kolchkin. So Tosis asks, kal v'chaima is when you give him milsha ter and adreshes. So just like the bracha choin is the reise, the bracha choin should also be the reise. So Tosis says v'shema ein the kal v'chaima goma. Tosis doesn't explain. Toysis Mustama means because the Nesina Samachal alone is like an extra mitzvah. It's like actually, I have it, okay. That is a big toy, I don't have it. But I have it. But that's not what makes me alive. What makes me alive is Mustavato, that you eat, you become a Nisba, and that keeps you going. That's why that is the Reise. Same thing is by Limit HaTorah. Look at the Chlisharim. Ashaboch HaBonim Mekolu Amen V'Nos Alonu Ester Osoy. We have the Torah. But the big Torah, that Limit HaTorah, V'Omol V'Yegiyah, makes a person for a Ben Torah, for a Talmud Chacham. He should have a shlita on his middis and his taivis. He should feel a tam. Lachzois benoyam Hashem. Like David HaMelech says many, many times in Tilim. Lulei sarosro shashuai ozavarati b'yonji. The shashuim from Torah. That's the second brocha. Asher nosalonu Torah semis. The Torah says, "Shenosu Torah Samis the Torah Shebiksav." V'chayi Olam Nota B'Secheinu is Torah Shemalpe. Now Torah Shemalpe says Nota. What is a Nota? What means a Natiya? What's unique about a Natiya? You take a silver stick, a gold stick, you put it into the earth. To come back 10 years later, you'll find the same stick. Why? The earth and the silver and the gold stick can't become one. Can't become, one should be the hand from the other, should be yonik from the other. You take a little pit, you take a little leaf even, and by the lonely strike even a piece of wood from the tree. You put it into the earth, and 3 days the shiroshim start, and 30 days it's considered already in the tiyun. Next year you'll find already it has already paid us. But the Rebbeinu Shloim gave him the koyach that one should be yoinik from the other. That koyach is only Yisrael, not Lomis Olam. This koyach that the Torah should have a shlita on your way of thinking, a shlita on the Ritzonus Aleif, a shlita on what your Gashmish Likaguf likes and dislikes, This is not Yisrael, remember. This is only Leiden. By Goyim, there's no such a thing. And there can be this a medrash in Eicher Rapsi, that's the Megillus Eicher, in Capital Beit, I think it's Eishet Gimel or Yuzayim, one of the two. Im Yoyim Rolach Yesh Chochme Begoyim Tamin, Im Yoyim Rolach Yesh Teure Begoyim Al Tamin. So most people think that the pshat is that they'll tell you Yesh Chochme Begoyim, that the psychologist and the physics, the mathematician, and the philosophers, Yesh Chochme Begoyim Tamin. That's what it means. Yesh Teure, no guy knows how to learn Teure. Both things I try to understand. Why do I have to believe that there is Chachma B'Goyim? I don't believe it's God. And second of all, I was a goy can't just to say the Taj. They say there were a lot of, they were going years ago, which you had Fikuchim with Gedolei Yisrael. Even Teresh about that. The Dati is a pshat from this mama goes like this. In Yom Rolecho, Yesh Chochme Begoyim, that is Chochme Satoire Begoyim, Tamin. Could be such a thing. Could be such a thing. Yesh Chochme Begoyim, Chochme Satoire, yeah. It's reserved on the halachas, Tamin. Im Yoyim Roloch, Yesh Toire Begoyim, Kedusha Satoire. Toire Satoire, like the Ramban explains in the Akdomah to the Perish of the Toire. Ve'atalach ha'asluchoy to heaven. Ramban explains every single word from this pasuk. Is the sheiluchos avonim. That's the supurim answers from the Torah, and that's chinyoyre chaton badorach. Mitzvah is a tayag mitzvah. Shekosafti is sereshem b'ksav lehoyroisam sereshem alpe. Now the Ramban explains the whole pasuk word for word. Yesh Teure Begoyim, Yoyre Chatoim Baderech. That's only the Yisrael. That's only a Metonah to Yisrael. That's V'chaye Yoylam. That the Teure should have a Shaykhis with the Chaye Yoylam, with the life of a person. Not Abis Echeinu. It's because the Teure is an Atiyah in us. If a Talmud Chacham learns Teure, the Teure becomes one with the Talmud Chacham. It goes into all Ramach Evom Shosogida. And it says, Beferish in the Bach, in Hilchis Talmud Torah, Simim Mem Zayin. So he says over there, the Iker Nesinus HaTorah LeYisrael is, Shenis Atzim, Reish Mem Ches Evorim, Shin Samachai, Gidim, Shel Gufeinu, from Aguf, Atzmiyiz v'kiddusha satoire v'ramach mitzisese shosolo yisese. The Bach says over there. And that's the limit of Torah, which is v'nishma, what the Beis Halevi says. To become a ben Torah, to become a Talmud Chochem, you can see with your own eyes. In Rambam Hilchis Deis you have explains that midas toy b'sar, then he starts off. Kishem shachochem uvdol misharu on. But the Yosef, just like a took Talmud Chacham, knows how to learn more than other people, than plain people. Kachu uvdol mehem. In midas. And in Tavis in the opposite. Tavis toy b'sar and Tavis roos. Why? Because the Torah adds this to the person. The Talmud Chochem has in him the Kedusha Satoire, and therefore you have to learn even in Yonim, which Shlomaisa is not Nagin, or the Shetanitri is, or so on. You should be. Chazal say in Pogabach Menuvel Zeh, Moshchei Ulubesrim is Medrash. If it would be a special. A special thing to learn. So you should say, what should you learn then? No difference. Open up any sefer where you find. If you know how to do it, learn any line you want, and you'll see the Eitzah will leave you. was all set. Mashiach is Medrash, and Avenue, the Moach, and so on. That's the Kedusha Satoyah. But how do you become a Talmud Chachim? How do you become a Ben Torah? Only from Omol V'Yegiyah. Omol V'Yegiyah is to learn Torah by Amlus. Excuse me for the expression, but I'll put it down a bit, you know, postgeret. You think Rav Asher wasn't able to make such a nice sefer like Shmirah Shabbos Kol Choso or Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? You think so? Makes a shas. You don't know what the kashi is all right away. You don't know what the teretz is. You can't read shas just like this, like you read another book of Yilvach Haas. You have to go till you break the Ratzoinis, till you break the Yitzhara, which you have in you, till you break the Koyachara, which a person has in him, from the Chet of the Yitzhadas and from Averis, which a person does. Chavashi was not a Shlemazel. He knew a little bit Lashon Kodesh, a little Lashon Arami. You start with one Mesechta, then you finish up in another Mesechta. Bavli, which the Chazal alone called the Bavli Shabolu, Bolu Mikoyu. You start Mesechta Shabbos, you talk about it. So, first Mishnah should be like Lamatas Melochis, till that fine Gimel. You don't know Lamatas Melochis. And if over there, you start to be Mepharish, goes off, the Mukhs is this and that, and yeah. Atkanikach, the Rambam, in Peridalus, in Vinilchus Sanhedrin, Paskins, goes on the Gemara, which mash over there, that you can give a person smicha on a chaylik of the Torah. Not today, you get there. Today, what he's saying, we'll give you a smicha on that chaylik. He wasn't over there, that the Rav said, Rav Chia gave him a smicha, Yoyre, Yoyre, Komali, Yodin, Yodin, Komali, Latib, Choyres, Loyomali. With a shush that you need to have a smicha to my matter of Choy Behemel, if the mum is a real mum that you're not a shecht, it's chutzle mikdish. Loyomali. So you can think from that Gemara that you only have to know a little piece and get ready. So the Ram says like this. That Talmud Chochem has to be a Chochem b'chol ha-Torah kulo. He has to know the whole Torah. Without that, he doesn't get any smicha for anything. Then he specializes in one Maksaya, and he wants to get smicha on that Maksaya, you can give him. Why? Because every Dina Torah is Bolul b'chol ha-Torah. You can't Kaisa Tavoch and Alapeiris, you can't really understand without learning. Sometimes it's the Chulim, sometimes it's the Nidim. That Asher wrote Torah Shebal Peh because Eis Lassus Hashem Efeiru Teresechu. He was able to say the Eisah. Torah Shebal Peh, and you're not to show on the Kaisun. Gemara says in Masechta Gittin. Then this is the Reise, but he saw that the Torah is getting forgotten, so he wrote it down. But if he would have write it down like nicely written, he would have taken away the Amlus HaTorah. He wrote down Kol HaTorah Kulo, Kedai Shalei Teshtakich Torah Miyisrael. That's why he wrote Kol HaTorah Kulo. But Amlus HaTorah didn't want to take away. And he wasn't allowed to take it away. We're making a plain nice shas, which you can read it, like you read a sefer just like this. No, no, no. That's not the mechufim. The mechufim is this shas again and again and again. At kedekach digmosas chagiga, a person learns kol 100 times is considered loy of avodoy. 101 times then is Avodah, he's an Eved Hashem. 100 times he's not yet an Eved Hashem. Shaloi Avodah, that's how Gemara calls him. That's the Amlus HaTorah. To be koine the Torah. A person is only koine a thing which is Omul V'Yugayin, I think. I licked on them. And Biyami says, a lot of anonymous like that. I licked on them. It becomes his personal obligation. If he has a cash he doesn't understand, it's like he loses $1 million. Or if he comes up with a nice water and his chavrusa shows him that his water is wrong, you killed me. Killed me personally. Abin Chad is such a nice thing. And the same thing with the Toivim Merobe. If he came up with a nice teretz, with a nice water, and everybody's Meshabayach, and everybody's Makatoiv, personally, like David HaMelech said, Toiv li Toiras Picha, my Alpha is over Chosef. Alpha is over Chosef. Send him in thousands and thousands of Zohar V'Chosef. 5 days he'll sit in the dance the whole day. Toiv li Toiras Picha, more than my Alpha is over Chosef. A personal obligation. That's what the Gemara means to say, Masech Tehu in the Zohar, and the Kedushin, and the Pasuk, Masechus Hashem Chafzoi, Uvseiroso Yege Yom Veloilo. These are the Pasuk Pshat, Uvseiroso goes on Hashem, but the Chazal say Pshat, Uvseiroso Hashem Chafzoi, Uvseiroso means the Talmud Chochem's Torah, Yege Yom Veloilo. So the Gemara says, Chastir, Uvseiroso Hashem, and Uvseiroso, Kan koydim shosag bo is toiras Hashem chefzoi. Kan li ache shosag boi hu vusoi rasoi. Toira delayu. Melech shemochel al kvoidoi ein kvoidoi mochel. Talmud chochem shemochel al kvoidoi. Kvoidoi mochel my tame. Toira delayu. The toira is his. You say toira is his? And what does the Gemara mean to say? Yes, look, the Kim of Torah Hashem Chafsoi. Koidim the Hosik Bo is a Torah Hashem Chafsoi. He didn't learn a word, and you call him Torah Hashem Chafsoi. But the Pshat is, the Torah Zov says, in Hilchis, Bechus HaTorah, and the Nusach HaBrocha, which means, when the Ashkenaz say, La Soik B'Divrei Torah. But on the Schoes, it's Al Divrei Torah. But the Nusach HaBrocha, the Ashkenaz is, last week b'Torah, so the Rizov explains, it means to say, last week means an Asik. What is a businessman? He buys and he sells and he sells and he buys and he acquires and he finds out where he can get good customers, he finds out where he can get good products. Last week, an Asik. So the Rizov says the Brocha goes on the last week b'Torah, on the Asik. That's what the Gemara says. Kim b'soyres Hashem chepsoi is talking about Talmud Chacham which learned Torah. Chepsoi. But it was not Osakba. Koizam she'osakba. He learned like he learned the young grades. You know, to teach him to go further. Toyres Hashem chepsoi. Oh, it's koizam she'osakba. There was no Amal v'yigiyah. It is Torah Hashem, and not Torah Osoi. Uvesoi Rosoi, the Gemara says, Achash Osakba. He learned the Pashtis at Vorem, and he learned the Derech HaLamid, especially Shibisha Derech HaLamid. Achash Osakba. Damals Uvesoi Rosoi. It's his Torah. The Talmud Chochem's Torah. Torah Deleihu. Only way that the Torah from Eid shall have a shlita on him and his circle and his lave and on B'chol's whole guf is Eisek HaTorah Amal V'Yegiyah. I guarantee you will understand the first time and the second time, the third time, the fourth time. Big Rabbi Kiva, you have to say a shir. He prepared 4 times the same thing. He puts it on a posik. Chokra v'hevina. He Gido, by Sapra, by Gido. Omer v'yegiyah. To sit again and again and again. Chasanish writes in one of the Igris, Machlifen amlus ha-toyre b'chippis b'svorim. People think, I have a good kasha. Every sefer, he looks through the whole akdoma, and then I go through a few pages aside. Next sefer, third sefer. Oh, it's already after the seder. They think that Amnes HaTorah means to look in Svarim. Don't look in Svarim. Look into the Gemara, look into Rash, look into Tosfos. Again and again and again. I remember we learned Yeshiva 50 years ago. We didn't even look into Marshal. I don't know why, but I was in my Yeshivas. Try on your own. And so many times I did it. Never look into my shonga, to my ram. But that's all right. Work on the thing. I'm the satire. Kogus before she a Talmud is a very good sefer. For a maggot shia, not for a Talmud. Maggot shia also shouldn't be. You should also have the Torah from but what do you mean? We went to Chesed last night and he has to say the Shia 9 o'clock. And he finishes up the Shdil Shimon Esra and the Olim says, the Hoyach Shimon Esra. And this, and he opens up the, I'm to have a Shia today. Okay. Well, then I say, but you tell me, dear, when you sit a whole day. What's happening? What? You'll finish your sugya completely. So you look into one or two svarim. The Gemara says on a moire that Chazal didn't hold from him. The gomer mikul alma. The gomer mikul alma. Whatever he's there. You have to get a shnit. You have to get a derech. And that's why you have to sit in the yeshiva for years till you get the shnit, the derech from this yeshiva, which becomes a rabbi. Then you go to Eretz Yisrael and you hear all the yeshivas there. He was here and he said, "You're a shir, but this year she has such kind of a shir. He's a brisk shir, says, and I'm pastor shir, this is shir." So then he comes home back, he knows got to take a cooler because he kind of read this and this. Okay, that's good, fine. But this age is, you stick to one Rosh Hashiva a few years, get such one day a limit. One day a limit. And b'amal v'yigia, get your mind used. Get your mind to think on this derech which you taught. Let you start in one sefer, and you look in the second one. Each one of them has an own derech for himself. You're not going to get into anything. That's machlifen amal satoire b'chippis b'svorim. Zanisha's whole chippah, Kamat never brings a sefer. Kamat never brings any svarim. Why? Because of the know from this. Omol v'yegiya. What's the best seller? Chamisha, whatever it is, you can go through it. The Gemara, whatever. So in the morning, I was placed davening, so it came out to my hands. A thin cipher like this, just like a little cipher. Tamsis a Gemara, Tamsis a Toysmith, Tamsis a Mephoshim. I think that the Gemara alone is a Tamsis already. And if the Tamsis from a Gemara, it's like you take a liquid, you take out the water from it, concentrate. And then you concentrate the concentration. You have to lift with nothing. And what? So maybe in 15 minutes, with some time, just living a Torah, that's what we learn the whole day. And you know what everybody else knows. He knows he has this and he has that and has that. not exactly. Sabbatide is a Talmud Chochem is full of Svaras HaTorah. Learn the Ramban from the Ramban. Learn the Rashba from the Rashba. Learn the Ritva from the Ritva. Get used to the Lashonis HaKadoshim from the Lashonim. Not a person comes to write out over modern Hebrew, the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ritva, and then you grow up without even knowing what the Schnitz from the Ramban is, what the Schnitz from the we're real Talmud Chochem, he learns two lines and he tells you this is the Ramban. This is the Ramban's way of speaking. This is Muhammad's way of speaking to the Ramban. This is the Rashba's way. That's also part of the limit. To be koine, the Svaras HaTorah, Aluf Bino. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis. That children came sometimes they were sitting in the Moira and they said Teich from the Aleph Beis. And the Gemara says there wasn't heard such a thing from the times when Yeshua ben Nun. So the Gemara goes through the whole Aleph Beis. I'm just saying the two for Aleph Beis, they said Aleph Bina. Aleph means to learn. Yalfina on the Avodah Gemara a lot of times is to learn. Bina. So what's so great about it? So the Marsha over there explains it means like this. There's Chochmah and there's Bina. And the Rishonim explained Chochmah means what you hear from a Rebbe, what you see in Svarim, what he was given over from Talmid Chachomim till Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai is Chochmah. Bina is a koyach which the Rebbeinu Shalom put into a person's head that is able to be a maven davo mitoich davo. From this, you can go further and understand deeper than what he's heard. That's a derech hatayim which the Rebbeinu Shalom created. Bina, that every seichel should be a maven davo mitoich davo. So people think, I just have to learn Chochmah. Bina, I have. The Rebbeinu Shalom created me with Bina. So these children were smart enough, or somebody also taught this also. No. Just like you have to learn Chochmah from somebody else. To be maven davar mitoch davar aderech alimut, you also have to learn from somebody else. After you learn the derech alimut from a rabbi, then you'll be a maven davar mitoch davar. Else you'll go into wrong paths and end up with nothing, and sometimes even with worse than nothing. Hyper. So Mashu explains, I always with them, they were so misspoke. Aleph Bina. Aleph Chochmah doesn't have to tell you. Everybody understands he has to have Aleph Chochmah. Everybody knows. You sit around and you don't do it. But they were Mechadish Aleph Bina. Even Bina, even Dovah Metoch Dovah, you have to be guided in the right path. How to be Meivin Dovah Metoch Dovah. And that's why you need a Rebbe to hear his Derech HaLimit. To hear what brought him to say that this is Pshat. To hear what brought him to understand what the Ramban in maybe one or two words says maybe different than the Rashba, even though all the rest sounds the same. Or maybe is the same. That's the importance of a Shia. A Shia is not just another Sefer. And you say, just like they're looking to these 20 Svarim, this year is the 21st Sefer, so I'm not going to listen to that either. No. Svarim is Svarim. Svarim were made forever. The Rebbeinu Shalom designated the Sefer should be. All forms and sins. But how to be a Maven Dovah Mitoch Dovah? Hashem, Rabbeinu Shloilam. Broi v'rachma v'chesodov. After such a chub and oilam, begashmius of ruchnius, which there was 60, 70 years ago, for oilam shomayim, mamish oilam shomayim. At Chamit Chochem was the joke of the town. Which man was to make fun of us? Man can crutch us, they're just sitting there and they're warming up the chair. It was one of the, where Amaratzim used to, for Yakis, they're lazy. I heard from a certain denial from a ganz fine yeshiva, curl is for cripples. Later, what the Zayin HaTorah used to be. What's the Midrash were empty. Chol Oilam. Sisrol, Yishlaim. Chol Oilam. Empty that. Went to the enlightened world. Went to the materialistic world. Openly took them out of Vilna and he sent them away to Shanghai because others didn't want to go along. They thought they're just fooling them. They're going to throw them into the ocean there. With Rosh Yeshivas and with Mashgichim, often. Ho'isalani sorat miat. And Baruch Hashem and the Torah revived. Yeah. How do you revive a person? Eh? Mouth to mouth, eh? That's the limit of Torah. The mouth to mouth. Sorry. Per le per, mirav the Talmud. And Baruch Hashem, we are on the top. And we are the covered from Klal Yisrael. When I say we, I mean you. Give away best years of your life to Eisa Katoire, Ba'omel of Yegiya, and learn on the way where Gedol Yisrael taught us before the Chom. Chayisol on Yisorat Miyat. Gedol Yisrael, going to Tzalik Abar and Kotel Zechazad Vekodesh Lebroche. Came over to America and this is the Torah and this is the Derech HaTorah. Most people did not understand them. What are you nuts? You're going to make in a materialistic world, you're going to make a... What is the matter with you? The Amunah, which they had in Baruch HaLelomim. Real Amunah. Not Amunah which doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything, say so. But the minute when things don't go, and you have five to stickle tiny to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, where's the Hashem Echad? Real Amuna. I was told, I remember in those years, that somebody came, and they told him, Rabbi, I'm very makatoif that you made my son for Talmud Chochem, and they married, that's already two or three children, but you tell them that they're never allowed to go to college, and whoever touches the doorknob, rabbi of a college will never understand this word in Torah. What's going to be with him? At that time, the American government was very interested. Everybody should go to college because the Russians send up a guy to the Livona before America. And that was such a big bizarre that they weren't able to manage to be digested. But that meant that communism is better than capitalism. Yep. So everybody must go to college. And when all these people come up, they're brilliant. With a talent into, and maybe they'll become smarter than this. You won't be able to become a garbage cleaner without a college degree. A clerk in Maisi Zechanat. So he told him, how's it going to be? He said, he can't be a Malaman, he can't be a Mashgiach, he can't be all these things. He's going to have 5 children, 6 children, 10 children, and you're going to give him for those things? Go, how? You know what the man answered? Ad teir zoki hi chayecha v'erich yomecha. Kein das nicht bankratieren. He believed with such a moon and shleimer in a posik in the Torah. Aski hi chayecha v'erich yomecha. That the Torah and the limit of Torah is chayecha v'erich yomecha. Was so clear. Just like today is Tuesday and the sun is shining. It's clear for everybody. It was clear by him. He had no mahalach, no business mahalach. He didn't have no mahalach at this from Gvirim, which is promised that way. No, no, no. And further, he said, Shema Yisrael et matamom nech bankratirum. Die Kleibse sind kommen als Mann, wenn Hashem alakein, Hashem achot chas v'sholem, et bankratirchen die Lebechas. Es ist gehir chayav gemach, et auch nicht bankratirchen. Der Amune ist, mit your young children, your young Bochum, you don't understand what that means. He wasn't a hefka mensch. He wasn't a cult driver, you know, which tells his guys, you know, from the cult, you bring me all your money and you'll go to heaven. And B'derech HaTeva, things showed just the opposite. B'derech HaTeva, it was impossible. Impossible, B'derech HaTeva. Aber der Teir ist auch, ich habe wie ich habe mehr. Kann das nicht bankettieren. Just one more Meister there. Right in the beginning, started yeshiva to koil. So it was a big dinner. Besides, at that time, most of the people who had money were very anoshim pshutim miyoy. Some of them weren't even showing the mitzvahs. That was the source of the chazakas haTorah at that time. So it was a big dinner. It was a big asking which was a chayda. Rav Yitzchak Meyer Bunim, Irving Bunim, they called him. He did a lot, very a lot for Rabbi Kotler, for the yeshiva, for the Mata Solo, with other things. So, and he gets up and he makes the appeal and he tells the people like this. Listen, my good friends. Until now, we imported all Rabbonim, Tayonim, Rosh Yeshiva, Meshkichem, Soifrim, from Europe. So we didn't need to have an own yeshiva. Now, Europe is chorov. There's nothing left over there. Nothing left. Kamat nothing left. Zakamamish nothing left. We have to see to it to make our own yeshivas and produce Tabonim, Rosh Yeshivas, Magid Yeshiva, Alamdim, Shoichtim, Soifrim, and they will supply us with everything Klal Yisrael needs. And that time, that was the Shprach, and that was the way to speak to people. Ryan Kotler was sitting next to him. And the motor started to ignite. Zokchen ish kan lidn't. Don't tell these people a lie. This Reverend Unum, who was a big orator, used to call the rabbi, used to call him the Rebbe. So he says, Rebbe, was erlitten, habe ich gesagt. What a lie to tell him. So Mark says again. Ich habe nicht gemacht, kann ich schieben, für keine Bonne, mit keinem Jüdisch hier, mit keinem Schüchtern, mit keinem Schiechen. Alle Jüden darf lernen. Wo ist jetzt eine oder andere Sache? Ob alle Jüden darf lernen, alle Jüden darf kennenlernen. Meine Schiebe nicht für keine Bonne. Kannst mich mit mir doch nicht kriegen. Meine Schiebe ist für alle Jüden zu lernen. Alle Jüden soll kennenlernen. You understand? In those years, when a Balabos heard such a kind of a word, so he said, this guy is... But the same thing. Abraham was never mevater on the Shkofes HaTorah. Never mevater on the Shkofes HaTorah. It could have looked mamish the opposite. It could be the ganze Achzoka from the yeshiva. But from Ashkofes HaTorah, it was never mevater. To be mashmiya, the Dvar Hashem in Ashkofes HaTorah, he was never, never held himself back from. Even to lose millions of dollars. Ashkofes HaTorah, this. Yes, he told his people that the yeshiva is for everybody. Everybody has to know how to learn. You say to everybody has to learn. Bigger Talmud Torah, small Talmud Torah, you can ask him in it. But everybody says, V'seichel keinu b'soiru seichel. Show me one Balabatish Siddha where it doesn't say, V'seichel keinu b'soiru seichel. There's no such a nusach, I think. The biggest Amoritz, the biggest Boston mensch also says, V'seichel keinu b'soiru seichel. What does that mean? He wants to own stocks in a company without paying for them. He wants to have a chalik in the Torah. Hang on a chalik in the Torah. You learn the Torah, you have a chalik in the Torah. I'm not made for it. You're all made for it. Like Eliyahu HaNavi told that person which used to catch fish and really know how to make nets. And Eliyahu told him, you should sit down and learn. He says, my head is not made for Torah. So he told him, to show you to Haina. To make a net, to catch fish, if you want it, you learn yourself how to do it, and you make it. And the big mumcha making it. The Torah, what the Torah says, Kikoroi ve'lecha dova mi'oid, v'ficha v'lvavchol ha'seisai, you can't learn how to do. Sit down and learn, you'll see that you could. That is the biggest kriyas ha'Torah. Also the Amuna. The Amuna. You understand that those people went home and everybody gave a half a check. Everybody thought. Or everybody said, he's just coming out from Europe, he thinks it. We'll find out in a few years, we'll find out. No. Who survived? Gedolei Yisrael survived. At that time, there was a modern Orthodox rabbi. His name was Rabbi Luchstein. Maybe the older people maybe heard the name. He had a big shul in the West Side with a lot of rich people and his members. He created the college in YU. And the first time, well, it was in his shul, it was the college. But the shul, they didn't let them put it in. And every Shabbos, the Zerusha was based on one thing. Cutlerism is dead. And that was printed in the Sunday Times with a ganz and beer that cutlerism is dead. A person came here, he doesn't know how to speak English, has no idea what's going on in America, is given ideas which are against the cycle. Cutlerism is dead. He's talking about a thing from years ago, not from reality, from today. Nobody answered him. What's the date, Amos? Look, Sinarism is dead. And culturalism is alive. 99% of you never even heard the word Rabbi Luchstein, which he thought to be the Samuel from Eden. Dead. Nobody knows about him. Which is Nitzchius. Doesn't only go on the mitzvah satoira. Goes on the limit of Torah and the derech limit of Torah. Another, very choshe of a family, very, if you understand, Mr. Wong, who I mean, she didn't think that would go off so far, but he thought, this is what it is, you know, this is also in America, so we have to go along with them. That we thought never. Okay, so it became Nisrachik. You know, until he didn't even, when he was a very elderly man, he saw what's going on in Leila Matoire. It bothered him. But he took the wrong boat. He took the wrong train. He went on the wrong flight. He ended up somewhere else. But it was too late. I missed the other yeshiva. And also, when he was asked, I'm uncle, Sizmati, from the same city. So he said, no, don't say this. This is the Echachayim. This is it. What was by the end? Levaya was Nizifta, there were 200,000 people, but Levaya was there. But Moshe Feinstein was Nizifta, 200,000 people, and I was there. And by 1,500 people were there, papers printed. Then the shiva, they made a big. And Noshim Yachdov, there were 7,000 people. But it shows you. Only the Torah. Beautiful speaker, orator, balagode, muradik, putanashira, knagadik. And these old people, most people didn't understand what you're talking about, old Yiddish, all the literature in Yiddish that most people don't even speak today anymore. And they enlightened the whole world. And it's lightning from them. So around 45 years of Aaron, 45 years of Moshe. The light is on. And as even Zion had been, Zagoy on the Adnachal. The Melo finished up, Ashreichan, the Toivlechem. You should appreciate the Toivle from your parents. Thank you to learn this yeshiva. Appreciate the rabbayim, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Magid Yeshiva, Menalim, and even Chavayim. The Gemara says in Masechet Bava Metzi, at the end of the second Perek, Talmid Chachom, Shebebavel, Koyren Zeh Alzeh. That if one of them, Chazal Sholem, is Nifta, so this Chavusa, Hester also write it. Why? Because since they learned B'chavrusa, so one corrected him in this, corrected him in that, or enlightened him with this, learned with that. He's considered like a Talmud. Maybe like a Talmud Muvik. That has to be Koyron Zelza. What says over there? Eichem v'toiv lochem. You are the Osset of Klal Yisrael. You will be those which will be makabel p'neish Mashiach tzidkeinu, b'mehera b'yomeinu. And us with the walkers will be running after you. Abim et l'sam b'chaim for this. Rocha v'atzlocha b'chol ma'asi yedechem. Shkoyach for listening.